Church of Santa Maria del Soccorso. The Church of Santa Maria del Soccorso is probably one of the oldest churches in the town. According to tradition, its origin dates back to Belisario in 536. He ordered it to be built as a church of Greek rite, dedicated to Saint Sophia. At the end of the 15th century, on the remains of previous buildings, the monastery and the church of the Dominican Sisters of St. Catherine were built. The buildings were subject to several restorations and modifications through the following centuries, and the church was rebuilt in Baroque style in 1640. The outside is very simple and has a classical portal where there is a niche with the statue of Madonna del Soccorso, 1670, by Cristoforo Milandi from Trapani. The walls are full of polychrome marble inlays in Baroque style. In 1740, Giovanni Biagio Amico enriched the church with a side altar on the left, decorated with marble, capitals and friezes, destined to house the statue of Santa Maria del Soccorso by Milandi. On the altar there is a silver tabernacle, handmade in Trapani in the 18th century. Federico Siragusa designed the high altar and the presbytery in imperial style, decorated with marble. The internal single nave with a square apse is richly decorated with marble, reliefs and pictures of different ages. The mosaic flooring of polychrome marble is very interesting and includes a coat of arms with an inscription of 1676. It is important to note the two 18th century wooden decorated organ cases and the choir above the entrance. From 1873, the old monastery was the head office of the Department of Treasury, but now only the portico of the trapezoidal cloister and a little 18th century fountain remain. The angular solution of 1924 between Via Garibaldi and Via Toriasa is vaguely in Art Nouveau style.